King Henry IV, Part 1, Act 1, Scene 3. My liege, I did deny nor prisoners. But I remember when the fight was done, when I was dry with rage and extreme toil, breathless and faint, leaning upon me sword, came there a certain lord, neat and trimly dressed, fresh as a bridegroom, and his chin new raped, showed like a stubble land at harvest home. He was perfumed like a milliner, and twixt his finger and his thumb he held a pouncet box, which ever and anon he gave his nose, and took it away again, who therewith angry, when it next came there, took it in snuff. And still he smiled and talked, and as the soldiers bore dead bodies by, he called them untaught knaves, unmannerly to bring a slovenly, unhandsome course betwixt the wind and his nobility. With many holiday and lady terms he questioned me, amongst the rest demanded my prisoners in your majesty's behalf. I then, all smarten with me wounds being called, to be so pestered with a popingay, out of my grief and my impatience, answered neglectingly, I know not what. He should or he should not, for he made me mad to see him shine so brisk, and smell so sweet, and talk so like a waiting gentlewoman of guns and drums and wounds, God save the mark, and telling me the sovereign thing on earth was Parmaciti for an inward bruise, and that it was great pity, so it was, this villainous saltpeter should be digged out of the bowels of the harmless earth, which many a good tall fellow had destroyed so cowardly. And but for this vile guns, he would himself have been a soldier. This bold, unjointed chat of his, my lord, I answered indirectly, as I said, and I beseech you, let not his report come current for an accusation betwixt my love and your high majesty.